Beginning in base position, lie on your back, feet planted firmly into the floor, knees pointing to the sky. Take one hand and place it on your beautiful belly and the other hand on your heart. Close your eyes and simply notice yourself. Notice your breath. Smile into your blissful self, and as you breathe in through your nose and out through your nose, simply invite your breath to naturally deepen and lengthen. Feeling your feet rooting down into the core of the earth, inhale love up through the soles of your feet into your calves, your knees, your lovely thighs. On your next inhalation, feel the loving energy make its way into your pelvic region, your pelvis filling with unconditional love. As you inhale again, the love flows easily into your belly, your heart, your gorgeous breasts, up to your shoulders, where the love spills down your arms all the way to your fingertips. Inhaling the love up through your neck into your face, and now out through the crown of your head. Simply allow yourself now to feel the loving presence of your heart and how at peace you feel having drunk in the love of the earth. Feel your heart opening as you inhale lots of love in, lots of love out. Your heart is your lighthouse, so let it guide you home to yourself. Only you know what is best for you, so call on this inner voice. Let it light the way as you explore today's practice. Taking some oil now, rub your hands briskly together. Rub, rub, rub. That's it. Generate some heat. And bring your hands within a millimeter of your breasts, hovering just above the skin. Holding here, see if you can feel the warmth of your heart radiating out through your breasts. Cupping your breasts in your hands now. Take a moment to breathe love into these cushions of love. Notice the warmth of your breath filling your breasts. As you exhale, let any unnecessary tension and toxins simply exit your body as easily as the exhalation. Softly and lusciously, begin to massage your breasts however you feel drawn. As you massage deep into your breast tissue, give yourself permission to unwind, let go, receive. Surrender into your own loving touch and let the touch be the touch you need to receive in this moment. Spend these final moments using your fingertips to massage soft, gentle circles around your nipples. We're activating and charging your sexual energy here, so feel how these circles invite your vagina to relax, to soften. As your hands come into stillness, bring your feet side by side and let your knees gently fall out to the sides so your legs form a diamond, soles of your feet touching. This is goddess pose. Using a little more oil, begin massaging love into your inner thighs, activating the meridians for your kidneys, your spleen, and your liver. Moving your hands to your groin, the crease where your legs meet your pelvis, use your thumbs to massage right into your groin. If you sit a lot, even just an hour a day, the groin will be tight, so feel free to be a little more firm here. Move your fingertips to your pubic mound now and begin to pour some of that loving touch into this area. And whenever you feel ready, begin to move your hands further down to your vulva, keeping your touch as soft or as firm as you feel you need today. Explore this delicious part of yourself. If you come across any numbness, any tension, if this massage brings up any emotion for you, simply rest your hands in that spot and breathe love into it. Use your breath to consciously dissolve any past hurts or fears that have been stored here. Over time, any tense areas, they will start to soften, to relax. Slide your healing hands to your outer thighs and draw your knees back together, returning to base position. You might like to take your feet slightly wider apart than before, as you now invite your jade egg into the practice. Using the large end of your egg, gently draw circles around your vaginal opening. Let the egg massage and ground you, feeling your vagina relaxing open that little bit more with each exhalation. Feel your heart guide your egg to the perfect angle, simply resting the large end of your egg at your vaginal opening. Breathe right down into your vagina, relax your jaw, open the back of your throat, and exhale, letting the air fall out with a gentle sigh. Take in as much air as you can, as effortlessly as you can, and then let it go, feeling your vagina blossom open. As you inhale, hold your egg steady against your vaginal opening. And as you exhale, yawn your vagina open to accept the egg inside. Take your time here. Notice even the slightest of movements, a micromillimeter, a feeling. Be patient. Inhaling and holding your egg steady so it doesn't push out. Then exhaling and yawning your vagina open, taking the egg inside. Yawning your mouth open goes a long way in helping your vagina open to receive your egg. As our mouth and our vagina, they're intimately connected. You may also be drawn to add a very gentle pelvic rock. See if you can draw the egg inside. Be present. If it's not going in, that's okay. Spending time sipping is all part of entraining the vaginal muscles. If you find your eggs not yet inside, which is completely normal, completely okay, on your next exhalation, ever so gently apply a little pressure just to help the egg inside. And you may do this over a few breaths. So take your time here, going at your own inner pace. With your egg inside now, place your palms over your vagina, one on top of the other, and breathe deep into your vagina. Allow her to feel your hand. Feel her through your hands. And see if you can sense your vagina's pulse. As you connect with your vaginal pulse, repeat today's intention after me. I intend for today's practice to wake me up to the vitality and love within. Take a moment to connect in with that intention. Feel it resonate within you so that today's practice may serve to heal you on all levels. One hand drawing to your heart, the other to the womb, become aware of the journey the oxygen takes as it enters your body. Notice how your belly fills up to your diaphragm, then your lower chest, the oxygen finally topping up your upper chest. And notice how as you exhale, the breath leaves your body in the reverse direction, your belly emptying last. Breathing in, allowing your breath to fill your belly first. As you exhale, your belly the last to empty. And see if you can hear the breath actually balancing out your nervous system. That is how powerful your breath actually is. Keeping your breath deep and steady, add a soft vaginal squeeze on the inhalation and a full release on the exhalation. Let your inhalation move right down to your vagina to fuel the squeeze. The exhale giving your vagina permission to let go fully. Every time you breathe out and release, when you feel like you can't exhale anymore, you can't let go any further, intend to soften and surrender open your vagina that little bit more. Feel your vagina unfold and release on each breath out. Let your arms come out to your sides like a scarecrow now, palms up, and we'll begin to marry that breath with a little more movement. On your next inhalation, as you squeeze your egg, let your hands paint a rainbow until your palms meet. The exhale, slowly carrying your arms back down to the floor as you release the vaginal contraction. Continue to inhale your hands up and exhale your hands down, keeping the movement slow, controlled, letting the movement be mirrored inside your vaginal canal. And you really want to bring the breath into your practice. Let the breath fuel this movement. Finishing your last clapping scarecrow, take your hands to your ovaries. Give them a nice little massage, smiling down to them. Collecting the energy here, scoop it up the midline of your body, circle your breasts, and rest here, cupping your gorgeous breasts as you take 3 full deep breaths. Moving into pelvic lifts, you may like to bring the soles of your feet a touch closer to your buttocks, making sure they're hip width apart, ankles under your knees, arms by your sides, palms down, your 10 knuckles pressing into the earth. As you inhale, tilt your pelvis forward as you squeeze your egg and gently roll up through your spine like a caterpillar, peeling up off the ground until you can't take your pelvis any higher. Then slowly exhale your torso back down 1 vertebra at a time, releasing your egg with the breath, your sacrum and hips, the last to touch down. Inhaling and rolling up as you squeeze your egg, imagine there's a string attached to your navel that's pulling your body into a really yummy stretch. Then exhaling sound as you release your vagina, softly rolling down through your spine, letting go of all tension as you arrive on the mat. Smile. As you inhale and roll your pelvis high, your tailbone leading the move, squeezing, squeezing, squeezing. Then exhaling a sigh, a sound, as you let your body melt down, releasing to the mat, letting go. Continue to inhale up and exhale a sigh down at your own gentle pace, letting the sound move and really open your body. As you roll your body off the mat, imagine sending your knees away from your torso, creating maximum length through your back. And as you surrender your torso back down to the mat, feel space, lots of space throughout your spine, throughout your body. As you finish your final pelvic lift, bring your knees into your body, give them a hug, maybe a gentle rock from side to side. Feel that support, that length in your lower back. Snuggle your shoulder blades underneath your heart space and feel into the comfort here. Take a deep breath in, we're taking our vitamins here. And as you exhale, peel your head off the floor, chin to chest, holding your knees, rock back and forth along your spine, all the way from your tailbone to your neck. Rock and roll at least 3 times before making your way up into easy pose. Sitting up nice and tall in a comfortable seat of your choice, legs crossed in easy pose if that works for you today. Use your hands to spread out your booty cheeks so you can really feel your sit bones plugging into the earth. Feel free to lift your hips up high with a blanket or pillow to help you find that length. Your legs naturally drawing down, place your hands on your front ankle, close your eyes, and we'll move into spinal flex. Inhaling and squeezing your egg as you tilt forward on your sit bones, chest forward, sternum lifting. Releasing your egg as you exhale, rocking back on your sit bones, tailbone curling under. Continue to rock forward, pressing through your sit bones as you inhale and squeeze, rounding through your back as you exhale and release. Eyelids heavy, jaw relaxed. Take it really slow here. Imagine you're riding a camel, all the movement initiated from your pelvis. Your pelvis moves and your spine and shoulders follow. Feel your way through this practice, each movement beginning at the tailbone, traveling one vertebra at a time all the way to your head. Immerse yourself in this rhythmic movement, inhaling your heart forward, exhaling your heart back. As you finish this spinal flex, come back to center. Feel your spine comfortably tall, eyelids heavy, chin tucked in a touch, jaw relaxed, throat open. hands resting on your knees, palms up. And simply feel the energy of this movement move through you. No matter how subtle, simply acknowledge it. Gently lie down on your mat in Sleeping Beauty pose now for your yummy relaxation. Stretch your legs out, let your toes fall away from each other. Arms comfortably relaxed to your sides, palms up. You may also like to place a folded towel under your head. If you need extra support, pop some pillows or a blanket under your knees. Close your eyes. And take a moment to go inside. Listen to the sound of your breath as it begins to lengthen and deepen. If thoughts come in, notice them, smile at them, and ask yourself, do I need this right now, or can I let it go? Imagine you're breathing into a balloon behind your navel. So as you inhale, notice the breath entering your nose, traveling down your torso, and filling that balloon in your belly. As you exhale, notice how the balloon deflates. Let this breath be effortless. Simply sense the balloon filling and emptying. Begin to expand these breaths so you feel your whole body is breathing, your whole body inflating on the inhalation, your whole body letting go on the exhalation. Feel each breath flow through you as you slowly expand your awareness, noticing the sounds around you. Start to breathe life back into your fingers and toes. Give them a little wiggle. And keeping your eyes closed, draw a circle with your eyeballs one way, then the other, and gently let them open. Smile, yawn. Do any little stretch, any little movement that feels good. Take that now. hugging both knees into your chest, lift your chin and rock and roll 3 times along the length of your spine before coming up into rock pose for the self-love blessing. Inhale and squeeze your egg as your hands paint a rainbow up and around you until your palms meet overhead. Exhale them down into prayer pose as you release your egg, sternum lifting to meet your thumbs. Take a full conscious breath here. And saying the self-love blessing out loud together, smile. And inhale to begin. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Inhale. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Inhale. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Parting your knees a touch, fold your torso forward, resting your third eye on the floor in child's pose. And take a moment here to honor your most blissful self. If you can't come down into child's pose, simply bow your head to your heart. We have all the time in the world to grow our practice. Stay here for as long as you like, as long as time allows, and whenever you feel ready, and not a moment before. Lots of love as you roll it up. And I really invite you to take your conscious breath into your next activity, whatever that may be. Let it serve to nourish and support you in feeling alive and at peace.